Chapter 12. A Second Meeting. On my next day off, I took Lily for lunch, but would not tell her where we were going. An hour later, we parked at a hotel called The Crown, which is about 20 minutes south of Oxford. Lily got out of the car, looking confused. Mrs. Traynor was already sitting at a table. Lily groaned quietly when she saw her.
Why are we doing this again?
Because things change, I said, pushing her into the restaurant.
Lily!
Mrs. Traynor rose to her feet. Her hair was now beautifully cut and coloured again, and she looked like the Camilla Traynor that I remembered.
Hello, Mrs. Traynor, I said.
Hi,
said Lily, quietly, sitting down next to me. Mrs. Traynor sat down too and called the waiter.
This was one of your father's favourite restaurants, she told Lily. It's very good.
The waiters moved round us, filling water glasses and showing us different breads.
We got your photo album, I said, after we had ordered our food from a menu that was mostly written in a foreign language.
Oh, you did, said Mrs. Traynor. Did you like it?
Lily looked at her.
It was nice, thank you, she said.
Mrs. Traynor drank her water.
I wanted to show you that Will was more than a man in a wheelchair.
Our food arrived, and we began to eat. Lily spoke little and played with her food. I ate slowly, not sure what it was that I was eating. Then, after the waiter had brought coffee and another long silence, Mrs. Traynor suddenly put her hands on the table.
This isn't really helping, is it? She said.
Lily stared at Mrs. Traynor, who pushed away her cup.
Lily, I want to say that I'm sorry. It's hard to explain how I acted when you visited, but you didn't deserve it. I lost my son, your father, and his death took away everything that I had. It took my job as mother, my family, and my job. I felt like I had fallen into a dark hole. But to learn that Will had a daughter has given me hope. You have brought me a whole new person to care about, and I hope that you'll give me a second chance. You've changed everything just by being alive. I have a letter for you from Will's sister Georgina, too. Please, Lily, do you think that you can find a place in your life for a difficult grandmother?
Lily stared at her.
Would you want me to come and stay with you?
If you wanted to, Mrs. Traynor replied, reaching and taking Lily's hands. Yes, I would like that very much. When can you come?
After lunch, Lily left in Mrs. Traynor's car. I watched them go, called Sam, and then drove straight to his railway carriage.
Do you think that I should text her? I said to him, as we sat on the grass and watched the chickens. To see how it's going.
They'll be fine, he said.
I know that you're right. It's strange. I was watching her in that restaurant, and she's so much like Will. I think that Mrs. Traynor could see it too.
So, what do you want to do tonight? Sam asked.
Oh, I don't know. I lay back on the grass. I might just lie here.
If you fell across me by accident, that would be okay. I waited for him to laugh, but he didn't. Instead, he said,
Shall we talk about us?
Us? He pulled some grass through his teeth. I think that you're still holding back from getting into a relationship with me. It was said gently, but it still felt like a kick. I pushed myself up. I'm here, aren't I? You're the first person that I call at the end of the day. We see each other when we can. That's not holding back. Lou. Look, I just want to know what you're thinking. I don't want to spend time on something that isn't going anywhere. It suddenly felt like an attack. Why does it have to be going anywhere? I asked. Why can't we just see what happens? Because it's hard to be with someone who is still in love with a ghost. My voice, when I finally spoke, was almost a whisper. I'm not in love with a ghost. Then let him go, Lou. This time, Sam didn't look at me. He climbed slowly to his feet and walked away towards the railway carriage, leaving me staring after him. Lily arrived back the following evening. She sat calmly on the sofa and turned on the TV. So, how was it? I asked. Okay. I waited for something more, like, that family is impossible, but she quietly watched the TV. What did you do? I asked.
We talked a bit. Actually, we did some gardening.
She turned round then to look at me and said,
Hey Lou, have we got any of that nice bread left? I'm really hungry.
Sam didn't call. I wasn't angry with him. What could I say? The truth was that I didn't want to talk about what we were because I didn't know. I knew that I loved being with him and I felt better when he was there, but I was frightened of losing him. Most relationships end badly. I knew that. We could have lovely moments, but real love meant more pain. He was strong enough for that. Lily came in just as I was leaving for the moving on circle. She had been with her grandmother again and was excited because she had just spoken to Georgina on Skype.
Oh, she said, and I'm going back to school.
What?
It's the school that I liked, near Granny's house.
I noticed the relaxed way that she said, Granny.
Granny phoned them, and they said that I'd be welcome. Oh, and my friend Holly is still there. I spoke to her on Facebook, and she said that she's really excited about me coming back.
I listened to Lily talking excitedly, and fought the feeling that I was being left behind.
I'm starting in September, so Granny thought that it would be best if I moved in with her next week.
Next week? I felt like someone had kicked me in the stomach.
What does your mum say? Oh, she's just happy that I'm going back to school and that Granny is paying.
Well, sounds like you've got it all planned, I said unhappily. But then I gave her a hug. I'll miss you. She smiled.
I'll be back in the holidays. I can't spend all my time with boring old people. But it's good. Granny just feels like my family. And Lou, you're the sister that I never had.
After Lily had left to stay with Mrs. Traynor, I texted Sam. Lily has gone to live with her grandmother. She was never yours, Lou. I know, but she was giving me something important. Can we meet, please? Maybe later in the week. I'll call you.
It was the maybe that did it.
the slow closing of the door.
I stared at my phone, and something inside me changed too. I went home and took out my computer to write to Mr. Gopnik. I told him that I had really wanted the job, but Will's child had appeared and needed my help. I knew that it was too late this time, I wrote, but if he ever needed anyone in the future, then I hoped that he would think of me. I wasn't sure what I was doing, but at least I was doing something. Then I picked up my car keys. My next plan was to go to the ambulance station.